saw a farmer and a mule plowing over on the mountainside. Now, the farmer was a mumbling and a grumbling as he plowed the furrows deep and wide. As he went along plowing, he was swearing and snorting all the way. I overheard his conversation with his mule, and this is what I heard him say. Oh, mule, you're the son of a burro, and I'm the image of God. Yet here we work hitched together, toiling and tilling the sod. I wonder if you work for me, or I work for you, old mule. At times I think it's a partnership between a mule and a doggone fool. When plowing, we go the same distance, but I work harder than you. You skim the ground on four good legs, and I hobble along on two. So, mule, mathematically speaking, your four legs against my two, I do just twice the work per leg, just twice as much as you. Soon we're gonna be making the corn crop. That crop will be split three ways. Be a third for you, a third for me, and a third for the landlord's pay. Now you take your third and eat it. You're getting the best, and how? I split my third among eight kids, a banker, six hens, and a cow. Now, the only time I'm your better is when elections come. A man can vote, but a mule cannot. That don't worry you none. 'Cause you're a wise old jackass. You know what to worry about. You know politics wouldn't help you none. And I'm just now finding it out. So, mule, confidentially speaking, would you change places with me? Would you take up all my worries and still contented be? Would you swap places? I'm asking. Of course, you know we couldn't. But would you if you could? Now tell the truth. You're doggone right you wouldn't, you lucky son of a gun.